Lon Garrison knows fish. He has managed nearly every hatchery in northern southeast Alaska since driving across the country from Burlington, Vermont to Haines in 1987 with his wife.
We actually got to Haines on Christmas Day, and it was snowing like crazy. Got off the ferry, parked the truck, went into the little house we were staying in, and it proceeded to snow like 5 feet, so it was perfect. So that's where I started my career as a salmon enhancement biologist in Alaska.
For the past 4 years, Garrison has been running the Sitka Sound Science Center's Sheldon Jackson Hatchery. At the beginning, it was a little rough.
Things were pretty shabby. You know, we were just keeping everything together with a hope and a prayer and some baling wire and a lot of blue tarps and buckets, you know, because the roof leaked like crazy. And I think the first year I was here as the hatchery manager, most of the latter part of the summer and through the fall until at least through Thanksgiving, probably half of my nights I slept on a cot in the hatchery just because the water system was so unreliable and never knew when you were going to have to go start up an emergency pump to keep the water flowing to the fish.
Soon enough, with the help of grants and a lot of passion, everything fell into place. So Garrison is comfortable changing directions now. He is moving to Juneau with his wife and beloved hatchery dog Barnacle to serve as the director of school improvement for the Association of Alaska School Boards. The transition may actually have begun in 2007, when he was first elected to the Sitka School Board.
I kind of got a wild hair and decided to do something completely different. And I thought, well, this would be a great way to kind of give back to the community and something I'm interested in, which was education.
In his new job, Garrison will be traveling around the state helping school boards work even better. He is excited to understand different school boards' challenges and successes and help them be as effective as possible. He says that it's easy to become bogged down in the details of running schools. He wants to help boards avoid micromanaging their macro-sized districts.
Alaska's done some pretty amazing things with regard to education and has had to be innovative because of the vast distances and you know, the great areas that we cover in terms of how big our school districts are. I mean, the Northwest Arctic School District is bigger than Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming put together. So it's huge.
But Garrison doesn't discount attention to detail entirely. Remember all those sleepless nights keeping the hatchery running? Holding a school board together is not really that much different.
The other thing that this might sound kind of wacky, but I want to become a certified parliamentarian. So it's one of those things where I see parliamentary procedure often misused, and it really can be extremely helpful in running a meeting and understanding how it works. And it's, you know, it's not a system that's designed to suppress a good meeting. It's really was designed to help a meeting run very efficiently and give people opportunity. So it sounds kind of nerdy, but I guess I'll put on my nerd glasses and check it out.
Still, it's a major leap from aquaculturist to education advocate. Garrison expects to keep his hands wet, so to speak, in fisheries, but he thinks this change has come along at the right time.
I guess I'd just say, you know, I've been super fortunate to have a really great career in fisheries. I knew I wanted to be a fish biologist since I was first entering college. So it's been a real blessing and a privilege to live that life. And now I just see me transitioning to the next chapter and doing something a little bit different, and I'm ready for that change.
For those of us left behind at the Sitka Sound Science Center, we'll have to transition to a life without Barnacle, Garrison's hatchery-loving golden retriever.
I don't think he's very happy with us. You know, we may have to bring him back now and again. He'll miss it.
For KCAW at the Sitka Sound Science Center, I'm Chantal Koff-Schultz.